The Bataan Peninsula, sheltering Manila Bay from the South China Sea, is set at the gateway of the Philippine Islands, and control of the body during wartime meant military support of combat troops through the air, ground, and sea. Les was a meteorologist, gathering weather data, drawing maps, and communicating over radio. At the time of the American surrender, U.S. Commander Lieutenant General Wainwright was told confiscated trucks would be used to transport the captured Americans the 60 miles to Camp O'Donnell.
But that in itself was a big hairy lie. Our trucks were there. We hadn't sabotaged them so they couldn't use them. We marched down to the collection point and found the trucks lined up as we were told they would be. But instead of having vacant spaces for Americans, every space on the truck, including their fenders, was occupied by Japanese with their weapons and full battle gear.
Canfield was among the 75% of American personnel who would contract malaria in the Philippines. He was sick with the disease before the surrender, and the quinine medicine used to combat it was in short supply.
Oh boy, have you ever been so cold you couldn't control your shivers and shakes, your teeth chattered, your hands move, you try to touch your nose and you ache and hurt, your muscles hurt? It doesn't go away just in an instant. It stays with you.
Many GIs slept on the ground with beds made from tree limbs and branches.
Many times we'd wake up, the bed was torn apart because of the shivering and shaking. Usually had to rebuild our bed every night before we went to bed. The termites would have eaten through, and they didn't distinguish too well between you, the leaves, and everything. They weren't antagonistic, they were just hungry.
The heat into the 70s and 80s and humidity worked together to make the conditions miserable and conducive for mosquitoes and the spread of malaria.
You, I, and anyone else who's acclimated to this area would be very uncomfortable with the way your clothes would cling to you. You go out, you'd be wet. There's nothing you could really do about it except tolerate it. You felt like you were in a shower almost constantly. You get the point, you don't know where you're being bit, so you swat and walk, swat and walk.
Les says if he wasn't so weak with the malaria, he would have taken his chances in running for the jungle, as many did. The American and Filipino troops were lined up 3 to 5 abreast along the road, with Japanese guards spaced along. The march began before daylight and lasted till dark, with one 15 to 20 minute break around noontime for a bowl of rice. Filipino civilians risked their lives to pass along food.
If you heard someone, hey Joe, hey Joe, you turn around and look and your hand went out and you got it back as quick as possible. Hayaku, hayaku, hayaku. Keep marching. Filipinos offer you food, you don't take it, because if they see you taking food from the Filipino, they're apt to shoot the Filipino and beat the living daylights out of you. So, animal survival.
Canfield looks back on the ordeal and has to conclude that he was meant to survive the march, with the assistance of friends he never knew, who were practically carrying him most of the way.
Because I remember, come to a little bit, I was hanging across the shoulders of two GI, more of a shuffle. And apparently, if they got tired, they passed me on to somebody else.
Many of the troops were kicked and beaten, and many who fell were bayoneted. Les remembers fellow soldiers being shot after breaking ranks and bolting for the high timber. There were reports of Japanese forcing Americans to bury their own, even making the prisoner bash someone to death with a shovel who was crawling from a shallow grave.
They'd like to use a bayonet and jab you, and they'd drop right through the clothing and break skin. Then you could bleed a long way and have mosquitoes and other flies and other things come and swarm on you. I know there are some POWs that don't agree with me, but my association with them in Japan, the Japanese were not necessarily a sadistic person, but they were very conscious of having the authority.
By the end of the march, more than 1 in every 10 prisoners were dead. At the prison camp O'Donnell, the men were supplied captured rations, sweet potatoes, which were nearly completely rotten. when men were called for work detail to go back into Bataan to salvage trucks and equipment and scrap iron, less volunteered. The food would be better there, and helped to secretly sabotage many vehicles before they could fall into Japanese hands. One Filipino met the retribution of Japanese justice, accused of stealing tires.
And it's the only time in my life I've ever seen a person beheaded with a saber. Have you ever wrung the head off a chicken? The eyes and mouth goes like that. You don't hear anything, but you can see the eyes like a chicken's trying to squawk. Well, the human head was no different. Had him kneel and grab his legs. His head stuck out, just like you'd stretch a chicken neck out to chop it. And if you put that on the air like that, you'd probably have people calling you how brutal this is, but it's true.
Canfield spent almost 47 months as a POW, moving to various prison camps and work detail, and surviving pneumonia in the Zero Ward. That's the area for patients thought to be near death. A few weeks after recovering, the Japanese surrendered. Les did not come away unaffected from his war experiences and still suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, haunted by nightmares and dealing with the memories. The Veterans Administration has been a big help in assisting Les and others manage their lives through counseling and group discussion.
I never used to talk about the experiences. I kept to myself until I got here. I crawled in the shell because when you try to talk about it when you come back, you were an idiot, you were an insaner. You don't know what you're talking about. Because the other guys went over there, they got shot, that's sure. They were never kept prisoner, they were never incarcerated.
Canfield says those not involved in the traumas of war can at least attempt to understand what went on and be sympathetic to those who harbor unpleasant and damaging war experiences. And for those veterans, Les encourages them to seek out the VA or a medical professional.
And it comes out in a way that maybe I'm not as crazy as I thought I was. Maybe I'm a pretty smart individual when it comes down to it. But the effect on the mind is altered so that you can accept it as having happened as a course of event, of thing, and what you feel becomes a normal situation to you and more normal to those around you. Who's the crazy? The one that's doing the talking, the one that's been there. And all this was done for the sake of our country.